got his gas heater. Got gas logs in one, and one just got a heater sitting in it.
But we don't.
No, we got it. Done away with it completely, closed it up.
Do you remember those old things they'd have iron?
Fire dogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to have, we had those.
Excuse me.
I had one of the best pair I thought I ever saw. A blacksmith made it for my daddy. And sometime or another, cleaning up and moving stuff out, we put it out in the outhouse, and I think somebody must have stole it. I can't find it.
I
had a pair made for my son in Waynesboro. Similar to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the best I ever seen.
Heavy and all. Yeah. What about the piece up over the top of the fireplace? The
mantelpiece?
Uh-huh.
We still got three mantelpieces.
Okay.
The fireplace is there, but we just don't use them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now what would you use to start a fire with?
Well, back then we used fat lighter splinters.
Mm-hmm.
But now, so we use gas and use a match to start it.
Can you still get those to?
The fat lighter.
Uh-huh.
If you want to go out,
use that.
If you want to go out and dig up a stump and get some fat wood,
mm-hmm,
or any fat wood and split it up.
Okay. And what about like furniture? Like, what would you call that piece of furniture
there?
That'd
be a sofa.
Okay. Do you have some, do you ever have something over the windows that would roll up and down?
Shades.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago we did.
What kind of, is this anyway?
It's a study of, different terms that people use in different places. And I was telling him they interviewed a man. Actually, he was from near Alexander here in Burke County,
mm-hmm,
back in the 30s. And now I'm trying to go back and find some similar people to interview.
She said this survey was made in 1939. They're doing it again to see if the terms have changed anymore.
See what all people still remember, you know, and so forth, and still use.
I don't answer questions like my sister-in-law went to the doctor. We knew she was in bad shape mentally, but her husband didn't realize it, and it's hard to get him to. And still he does. And he'd always go to the doctor, but then he'd answer the questions. And this time, the doctor said, "I want you to sit in a chair, and I'll just want to carry him back in and talk to him."
Mm-hmm.
He asked her how much was 10 and 10, and she didn't know. And who was president of the United States, she didn't know. Well, of course, that wasn't too bad, because a lot of old people, maybe they don't hear Bush as much as they would some of the others. And what else he asked us, so just two times 10, I mean, just simple questions. She didn't know any of them. And so when she came out, he told my brother, and said, "Well, she's just really not better at all than she is." And he said he carried it, and of course it's hard to get my brother to realize anything's wrong with her. But it's her age and this Alzheimer's disease, that's what it is. But the doctor doesn't say that. In fact, they told us, the nurse at the hospital, that they use senility, or something like that. Said, in fact, you could